Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. As I write this, we are entering into Holy Week, having just celebrated Palm Sunday with shouts of Hosanna, and looking ahead now to the events that went from Christ's triumphal ride into Jerusalem to his death on the cross before his glorious resurrection. This psalm, Psalm 53, was a reminder to me why these events had to happen and why I am so thankful for them. Psalm 53. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all fallen away. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have those who work evil no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call upon God? There they are in great terror, where there is no terror. For God scatters the bones of him who encamps against you. You put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion! When God restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. Only evil all the time. That is how one pastor preached it to us one Sunday morning from the pulpit. We are foolish sinners, incapable of doing any good on our own. Original sin, that is what each one of us is conceived into, and so without Christ, evil is what we are capable of and what we are good at. Like the Israelites, even us Christians by nature are fools who reject Christ and say in our hearts, "There is no God," because we want to follow our own rules and sinful lusts and passions. Paul wrote in Romans 7, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." We are all corrupt, seeking not after God, but seeking instead the pleasures of earthly life. We sin under cover of darkness, thinking no one will see or hear us, and boldly and rebelliously sin in bright daylight. In whispers we converse with our friends about the secrets and circumstances of others, and revel in new gossip that comes our way. We look at and enjoy pictures in books and magazines that we know we shouldn't. We keep the extra change that came to us from a mistake of our grocer. We gloat about what we have and are stingy when it comes to giving anything to the poor or needy. This is how our hearts are filled with contempt toward God and His Word. This is why God looks down and sees the children of man fallen away. There is none who does any good apart from Him. When we contemplate our sinful nature and the sins we continue to commit, can any of us say truthfully, "Not me, Lord," and then quickly point a finger at our neighbor? Is it so hard to understand why, when he looked over Jerusalem, Jesus wept? When we are sickened and distraught over something we have done against God's will, when there is nowhere else to turn, is it any wonder we cry out to God to forgive us, to restore us, to rescue us? It is not really so difficult for us to see our need for a Savior, is it? On our knees, repentant, begging for the Lord's help, we can rejoice that God did, in His infinite mercy, love, and grace, send us our salvation out of Zion by the way of the cross. His Son, His only Son, betrayed, beaten, humiliated, and crucified on that cross, is the ultimate sacrifice and atonement for all those horrible sins we try to avoid but can't. God's Son, Jesus Christ, who after his death rose again on the third day, Easter morning, and conquered once and for all sin, death, and the devil so that we can live with him forever, was the salvation for the believing Israelites and is our salvation still today. We do not need to wallow in our guilt, in our shame, in terror because of our sins. For in Christ, by his blood, we are forgiven, redeemed, and saved. Stricken, smitten, and afflicted, see him dying on the tree. 'Tis the Christ, by man rejected. Yes, my soul, 'tis he, 'tis he. 'Tis the long-expected prophet, David's son, yet David's Lord. Proofs I see sufficient of it. 'Tis the true and faithful word. Here we have a firm foundation. Here the refuge of the lost. Christ, the rock of our salvation, is the name of which we boast. Lamb of God, for sinners wounded, sacrifice to cancel guilt. None shall ever be confounded who on him their hope have built. This is why these events of Holy Week are so important and necessary for Christians. God's amazing love for us is not an emotional, sad, or sappy kind of love, but a powerful, mighty, victorious love that assures us that we are his now and forever. Our fortune is in heaven. Hallelujah! Rejoice, rejoice, believers! We pray. Dear God, we know that we all alike have become corrupt. Let your word always remind us that we can come to you humbly with all of our needs and joyfully in thanksgiving for our many blessings. Thank you for sending your salvation through Jesus and restoring our fortunes in Christ. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air. Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.